Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
I'm just going to say a few short words this morning on silence. Zen Rinkushu wrote, "Sitting silently, doing nothing, spring comes, and the grass grows by itself." So what is the essence of the silence to which Zen Rinkushu refers? The silence that we realize sitting zazen is not silence as opposed to speech. It is silence that transcends any explanation or comparison. We could call it true silence or original silence. Ai Tuan said, "Speech is blasphemy. Silence is a lie. Above speech and silence, there is a way out. It is this way out to which I am referring when I speak about true silence." If we practice zazen with diligence and with great faith, the mind eventually becomes still, transcending dualities such as life and death, love and hate, good and bad, sacred and secular. We enter a state of just being without the reference point that we call me. A state which is beyond ideas, names, and concepts. It's the experience of things as they are without the label things as they are. The mind is alive, dynamic, and free, not abiding in anything or anywhere. Ling Yu writes, "Like the clear stillness of autumn water, pure and without activity, on its tranquil depths are no obstructions." Manjushri describes silence as a condition where we have left behind all questions and answers. It's important to note that the silence to which I refer is not a trance or a state of passivity. It is actually when we are most alive, most engaged, most connected to life. Vimalakirti described this dynamic condition as thundering silence. Also, true silence is not something to be found outside ourselves, nor is it dependent on external conditions. It's when we are undisturbed within ourselves, when we are at peace. If we embody this silence, we will find that it is in everything that we do, that it is everywhere. The gift of true silence is available to everyone. It's our birthright, but we must practice to manifest it, to realize it. It is the primary condition in which the seeds of enlightenment flourish. So please have faith in yourself and in the truth of these words, and practice diligently so you can manifest true silence within yourself. That is the sound of true silence.